5 Minutes Mystery. Mexican town just across the border, Inspector Howard Hanley sits comfortably in a side street cafe.
Inspector Hanley, has anyone seen the inspector?
The table by the window, I think you'll find him there.
Inspector Hanley, oh, there you are. I am so afraid I'll not find you.
Wild excitement, Pedro.
This is the Americanos in the old Manuelo place. You must come quickly.
Mr. and Mrs. Shepherd, you mean? What's up? Don't tell me it's another seance.
Oh, plenty. She is up. A little while ago, I come in from the horses. Mr. Shepherd and Mr. Cortez, they are there in the library.
And Mrs. Shepherd?
She's dead. Senor Cortez, he sent me for you.
Oh, you made a fast trip, Pedro. We'll make a faster one back. Come on. Looks like we've got some excitement on our hands.
Oh, Inspector Hanley, you have looked at the body?
Yes, stabbed. One good blow. Been dead for about an hour, maybe more.
Oh, it can't be.
Mr. Shepherd seems to be taking this pretty hard.
Inspector, this is a most terrible thing which has happened. I almost feel responsible myself.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't have. Inspector Hanley, you've got to believe me.
Hey, what's going on here?
I will explain, Inspector. You no doubt are familiar with the fact that Mrs. Shepherd was quite a believer in the supernatural.
Well, I know she had seances up here frequently.
I myself am somewhat known in the field of hypnotism. Mrs. Shepherd, she asked me to come up here this afternoon to see my work.
I see.
When I arrived, she asked me to perform for her. Mr. Shepherd, he do not like this stuff too much, especially when she begged him to let me hypnotize him.
Mr. Shepherd fought your attempts to hypnotize him?
See, it was very difficult for me to perform. The best results come when the subject is willing.
I see. Shepherd, what do you say to this?
I don't know, Inspector. I only know I was determined he wouldn't hypnotize me. I had a headache anyway, and finally, I guess I must have blown up about the whole thing and left the room. I went upstairs and fell asleep. And the next thing I
that
knew...
That is not so, Inspector. It was while he was in his hypnotic state that he killed her. 1 minute, he was just standing there while I was concentrating over him, and the next minute, he grabbed that knife and he stabbed her. It was then he ran out of the room and upstairs.
You're calling the man a liar?
Not a liar, Inspector. When Mr. Shepherd awoke, he may have thought that I did not hypnotize him, but regretfully enough, in this situation, I did.
Well, Mr. Shepherd, it looks pretty bad.
Oh, no, I didn't do it. I couldn't.
Hold on, Shepherd. I said it looks pretty bad, but not for you. I'm holding our friend Cortez here for the murder of your wife.
Why did Inspector Hanley arrest Cortez for murder? Do you know the clue? In a moment, we'll hear, but first...
You gave a very convincing story of hypnotizing Mr. Shepherd and of how, while in that hypnotic state, he killed his wife, went upstairs, and then awakened, not realizing what he'd done. You're a fake, Cortez. It's obvious you don't know too much about hypnotism, or you wouldn't have given yourself away. You said quite plainly that Shepherd here fought your attempts to hypnotize him. The best hypnotist in the world will tell you that you cannot hypnotize a person against his will. Come out of that trance, Cortez. You're under arrest.